This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than a million Palestinians crammed in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, bracing for further assault as Israel orders them to move ever further south towards the Egyptian border during its war with Hamas. The dire humanitarian situation has raised Arab and UN concerns that Palestinians may eventually be driven over the border. Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Israeli forces are gearing up for a ground assault in the southern Gaza city of Rafah and have ordered Palestinian residents there to move ever further south. The United Nations is warning Israel against a mass displacement of Palestinians from the Gaza Strip.
We would not support in any way forced displacement, which goes against international law.
More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are sheltering in Rafah. Arab nations, especially neighbors Egypt and Jordan, strongly oppose any Israeli attempt to push Palestinians over the border. Egypt says it will not allow such movement onto its territory. Israel has dismissed all suggestions that mass displacement is on its agenda. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says it has ordered the military to develop a plan to evacuate the population of Rafah.
Hungary's president has resigned over a pardon to a man convicted in a child sex abuse case.
Katalin Novak announced her resignation in a televised address. The resignation came after a public outcry over a pardon that she granted to a man convicted as an accomplice in a child sexual abuse case. In her address, Novak said, "I issued a pardon that caused bewilderment and unrest for many people." She added that she had made a mistake. It was revealed that Novak issued the presidential pardon in April 2023 to a man convicted of hiding a string of child sexual abuses in a state-run children's home.
That's AP's Karen Shamus reporting. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday decided to decry the Republican delay in approving new U.S. aid to Ukraine for its war against Russia. Biden made the statement during a meeting in the White House with a visiting German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
A failure of the United States Congress, if it occurs, not to support Ukraine is close to criminal neglect. It is outrageous. Kissinger was right when he said, not since Napoleon has Europe not looked over his shoulder and worried about Russia until now.
Pakistan has hit back at criticism over the conduct of its parliamentary elections, which were held amid sporadic militant attacks and an unprecedented suspension of all mobile phone service. It insists the vote was peaceful and successful. Saturday's strongly worded reaction from the foreign ministry came after the U.S. State Department said Thursday's vote was held under restrictions on freedoms of expression, association, and peaceful assembly. The European Union has also said it regrets the lack of level playing field. No political party has gained a simple majority in the election, but independent candidates backed by imprisoned former Prime Minister Imran Khan took a lead in the vote count. More than 100 people protest over unsustainable 2026 Olympics in Milan. VOA's Alexis Strope explains.
More than 100 people turned up to protest over the 2026 Milan Cortina Olympics despite the inclement weather. Around 150 people gathered in the pouring rain on Saturday outside the construction site for the Olympic Village in Milan. Many held banners and placards against what organizers of the protest called, quote, the most unsustainable games ever. One sign was in the shape of the Olympic logo of five rings with the words concreting, gentrification, greenwashing, privatization, and eviction written in the circles. The march was organized by the Unsustainable Olympics Committee against the rising costs and environmental damage. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Republican frontrunner Donald Trump says he warned NATO allies as president that he would encourage Russia to do whatever the hell they want to members who are delinquent. Trump's comments Saturday were a ramping up of attacks on foreign aid and longstanding international alliances. Speaking at a rally in Conway, South Carolina, Trump recounted a story he told before about a NATO member who confronted him over his threat not to defend members who failed to meet the Transatlantic Alliance defense spending targets. This time Trump was further saying he told the member that he would in fact encourage Russia to do as it wishes in that case. Tommy McNeil.